Well, Mr. Brady, for President Obama, this week is Fiscal Responsibility Week. In fact, he's starting with a summit at the White House. But is the horse already out of that particular barn?
Well, fiscal responsibility in Congress is almost an oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp. Most people really don't think it exists. I'm glad the president is calling a summit, especially after this Congress and this White House has just spent nearly $1 trillion, the first of what looks like will be several stimulus bills and many more bailouts. We are so deep in debt. It is an alarming amount so quickly. Our Social Security Medicare programs are destined for bankruptcy, and there just seems to be no end in sight. And so this does have to be addressed, and it does have to be addressed by both parties.
Now, one thing you did was send President Obama a letter and a copy of your bill, which has four fairly simple steps, if followed, would actually get the fiscal house in order again.
It does. The Spending Reform Act, which I sent to the president this weekend, because he said, I want ideas, and no party has a stranglehold on good ideas. So I sent him the Spending Reform Act as a starting point. It places an annual spending cap on the budget. It creates a sunset law to do away with obsolete agency. It imposes a one-year moratorium on earmarks until those abuses can be fixed. And then it establishes a bipartisan panel to deal with Social Security and Medicare. I think that's the short-term and the long-term solution to our deficit.
And right now, people are looking for solutions. They really want to see something coming out of Washington that's not just more money being spent. When people saw the mortgage bailout plan this week, a lot of them went, not again.
There is no question that we have to deal with our mortgage problems in America. But much of it is centered on four or five states. And the plans we're looking at almost seem to reward irresponsible borrowers and irresponsible lenders. I don't see why taxpayers have to pay $5,000 to a person to reward them for paying their mortgage on time, when their neighbors around them are already making the tough decisions to stay current with their monthly notes. It seems to me to be backwards.
And President Obama, of course, has been hearing a lot about that. Do you think he's going to be hearing, though, about Congress's choice again this year to put forth a massive spending package rather than having each agency's spending options go through the proper committees?
Right on the heels of this massive stimulus spending bill is the spending for the current year we're in. It was supposed to be finished before we left at Christmas time. It's long delayed, but we're worried that we're going to have another major spending bill with almost no time to review it, stuck full of thousands of pork barrel earmarks. And again, at the end of the day, who gets stuck with the tab? The American public, and a huge deficit that our children are going to have to pay off. So, you know, I'm hopeful that they'll slow that train down, give the American public a chance to really see what's in it, but I don't have much hope.
We got a lot of promises during the election that things would be placed online and people would be able to read them before they were voted on. This so-called omnibus spending bill, it's not out there for people to look at.
It's not, and the clock is ticking. It is so massive. You know, we'd like time to read it as lawmakers, but we'd like to have plenty of time for the American public to scrub that bill, because I think when you see what's in it and what's hidden within it, I think most of us would gag.
Now, you spent this past week traveling the district with your staffs from the Texas offices and from the Washington, D.C. office. I'm only guessing your ear is still burning this morning.
We had a great week. This is our tour of the 8th Congressional District, where we try to put our entire staff face-to-face with our community leaders, where they can tour the organizations, the businesses, and the colleges that are so important to our district. It was a great week, and we heard an earful. People are very unhappy about this stimulus bill. It doesn't inspire confidence at all. They don't think it will create jobs. And those who think it's a good idea are worried that the states are going to capture the money. It will never really get down to the local level where jobs are created. So we did get an earful.
And I understand that you also got to visit some places that most people probably never get to see.
We got a chance to tour paper mills and in our lakes and rivers, parts of the Big Thicket by boat. And we traveled, of course, to Sam Houston State University and to the Walls Unit in Huntsville, where we toured the execution chamber for Texas prisons. Very sobering tour, but very informative. I think overall left a major impression on our professional staff, who, by the way, know who they work for, and that's the folks in our district.
They're taking back to Washington a lot of local thoughts that probably were some pretty straight talk.
The biggest impression as we dropped them off the airport, comment we kept hearing time and time again is, what a cool district we have. I mean, they just love it. They care about it. It shows in the way they work. And right now, people need to believe that there are people in Washington willing to go to work for them. I'm fortunate to have a staff that does it every day.